Singing this afternoon of a verse says, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." This morning at 8 o'clock, I was supposed to be at the airport and go to Pacoima for their meeting. And they canceled that flight and said it'll be a while before there's another flight. You know, sometimes we can say, okay, this is the direction. The Lord can change that direction at any time in our lives. It's real good for us to learn to trust Him in all things and ask Him to lead us through our life. I have something I'd like to share with you this afternoon. A reality check. Because sometimes we can have influences around us of the world that starts to pattern our thinking and starts to tell me this is what's real important for me. And sometimes it's good for us to back off and do a reality check. What is reality? Subject I'd like to talk about is preparing for retirement. What goes through your mind immediately when you hear that title? Get your money together. That's what America is going to tell you to do. The most important thing that you can do is start saving your money for those years. And we've got a lot of young people here this afternoon. And when you hear that, immediately you could think, boy, I might as well tune this one out because I'm a long ways from even needing to worry about that. But you know, we hear lessons on the radio. Dave Ramsey, you know, he will tell you in this money department, he will tell you this is real important. And it's real important for you to focus on it as a young person to put some money aside for that. Amen. Money is not what I want to talk about this afternoon, but you know the scripture does give advice in that area too. I'd like to start with a little bit of that. Proverbs 6 and the 6th verse. He even tells us you can pick up some advice from the animal kingdom around you. It says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest." God programmed into the animal world that this is the time to start setting some aside for the future. You look in good weather in the fall and you'll see a squirrel start spending lots of time taking acorns up to the nest. Doesn't need to. He could eat all he wanted and go on and have a good time in the good weather that he's got. But there was something given to them, and it is also given to us. And if we're not careful in America today, we can let that be our focus. Okay, I do need to. The world around me tells me I need to. And that can be the number one thing that comes for preparation for that time. And a lot of times, the number two thing for preparation is health care. You see people as they start getting closer to that time, I got two things that are real, real important. I need to have my money together, that'll take care of me. And I need to have my health coverage to where that'll take care of me. Is that really the two top priorities for us, for anyone really? And I'd like to ask you this question. What is your dream for old age? There are some that are here that have arrived there. I realize I'm just one step away from there now. Used to be 60 years old. I thought those are some old folks. I don't think they're old anymore. They're right at me. And so we start changing what we see old to be. But I want to ask you, you've probably had this dream that, you know, whenever I get to that age, my wife and I are going to have good health. We'll be sitting out on the porch swing in the morning, sipping orange juice and just enjoying the day. Our health will be great. Is that reality? The golden years. We're going to be enjoying the golden years. Have you ever had anyone say to you, "I've got a lifelong dream that I've had. Ever since a child, I've had this dream of what I'm going to do when I get old. I cannot wait to get into a nursing home where I will get breakfast in bed. I don't have to get up if I don't want to get up. I don't have to do chores if I don't want to. You never hear that, because that is never the dream. How many times is that the reality? You know, we can put some things in place and say, this is going to take care of me, not just in retirement years. I find myself doing it all through life. If I put these things in place, they will take care of me when trouble comes to me. When I start looking at as old age comes, if I have set these to be my highest goal, if I can reach these, I will have attained. If I got my money together, and if they have, people say, if I got health care coverage, for should I get sick, then everything's going to be fine. You know what? I will have missed it. And we heard a verse yesterday in Sunday school. I'd like to go to that verse, because sometimes we can think, as young people, you can think, there are some things that I need to worry about today. There are some things I can just put off for a long time. Let's take a look at this verse in Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I don't have any pleasure in those years. If I have through my life spent everything, my focus has been preparing for that time, I can get there and find I don't have any pleasure in those. I don't have the very things that I had hoped would be able to carry me through. But there's something that this verse is trying to portray to me. Dan, you need to start this one early. And it's not putting money back in the bank. So that's not the number one. As we read in Proverbs, it is okay to do that. God would like for us to do that. But don't put your focus there, because there's something else that is more important. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Start putting my hope in something that will sustain me no matter what happens out ahead. I'm thinking of another verse in Hebrews 13 and 5. There's a portion of that verse that is a promise to us. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I'll never leave you. Amen. Now that's a consolation. Not just as I'm getting old of what is the future holds for me, but in every day of my life, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man will do. I can put a lot of hopes when man tells me that the stock market is up and things are going well. The economy is wonderful. But you know what? That can change in a day's time. And if I have my hopes in that, everything can be dashed. But there is something that will carry me through my young years, my middle age years. It'll carry me right up into retirement and out into glory at the end of it all. To do that, I got to build a solid foundation. I've got to realize there are some more things that are important than just that I see my retirement account building up. There are some things that I need that the world is pressing around on me, and I need to constantly have a reality check. I would like to look at one of those verses in Psalms 100. Because should things go well for me, and I'm building for those latter years, if I'm not real careful, I'll do what Nebuchadnezzar did. As things went well for him, and one day he stood out on his porch and he looked over it all and he said, is not this great Babylon that I have been able to build? I've done it myself. And in the scripture, we have lots of warnings about that. I'd like for you to look at the verse in Psalms 100, because this is real important for me. Living in America, where you should be able to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Take a look at this verse, Psalms 103. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We're his people, and the sheep of his pasture. When things go well for me, that I would realize, you know what? It was the Lord that has caused this to go well for me. I think about every since I was a young child, While I lived at home, Mom and Dad would always say, "We're not eating until we pray, until we offer thanks." So, you know, I can just get that as a pattern. Okay, I just don't eat until I pray first. But, you know, there's something so much deeper than that. This verse in the third verse of Psalms 100 is what that prayer is all about. "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves." It is that prayer that I give Him should from my heart be me telling Him, "Lord, I recognize, I have a reality check right here, that You are the one that provided it." And I know we can go through a time as young people and say, "But wait a minute, I was the one that went and did the work. The check came in my name." But you know, we need to back up and realize it's in Him that we live, we breathe, we have our being. Because as I start seeing who I really am compared to God, my next breath won't come unless He gives it to me. It starts changing everything about me. And it starts preparing me for that time out ahead, should we each one keep living when things go out of control for me. When I thought I had it in control and I had put it all together. And I want to tell you, it doesn't have to wait till you're gray-headed for that to happen. Things can happen to us all. But there's a reminder for us. It was a reminder of the children of Israel. It's in Deuteronomy. I'd like to look at that. Deuteronomy in the 8th chapter. Because God Himself had to remind the children of Israel. They came out of Egypt with nothing. They had nothing. And now they're going to be given some things. And it's going to be a blessing to them. And yet it can be a curse. So He gives them a warning. In the 8th chapter and in the 11th verse, it says, "Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in keeping His commandments and His judgments and His statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and things start multiplying for you, things start looking good." Here's the warning, the 14th verse. "Then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt." This is not just a warning to the children of Israel. This needs to be a warning to us, each one, in this day and time. Should the Lord start blessing the things that I have, don't let it cause me to say, "I have been able by my own power to be able to do this." Because here's the thing that can happen. And it does it. We will see it. We'll see it time after time as we live. The economy can go up. The economy can come down. There are times, and it happened in the Great Depression, when people one day were wealthy. They had it in control. The next day, they had nothing. And you would be able then to tell those who had put their confidence in that and those who recognized, okay, we had something yesterday, we don't have it today. But you know, some of them were able to come out and say, "We do still have a family together. We will work through this one too." I believe they recognize that, you know what, it's God that did it. I even take a look at Job, one of the wealthiest men of the East, and he had everything going his way. He would have been able to retire and do very well. And in one day, everything departs him. Everything except the very thing that you and I are going to need when we reach these older years. A confidence. The Lord gave it. The Lord took it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin, nor did he charge God foolishly. Amen. To me, there is a place for us in America today to be able to thank God for the blessings that He gives me, to be able to set some of it aside to prepare for the future, but to not be destroyed should something happen to it and it go away from us. There's a verse that when it's in Acts 17 and 25, seeing, He giveth to all. You know, he was there at Athens, and he's trying to tell them about, somehow be able to relate to them about God. And so he's telling them about this one that you have to the unknown God. Let me tell you about him. "Seeing that he giveth to all life and breath and all things. It comes from God. And that needs to be a comfort to me, to realize that, you know what, there's some things that will go out of control for me that I won't be able to handle, but there's always God. And if I have kept it in the right balance throughout my years coming up, it'll be real easy to keep it in balance in the old age. There's another verse in Romans, the 12th chapter and the 3rd verse. There's reminders to us. This one says, not to think of ourselves more highly than I ought to think. And I look at that in the subject that we're looking at. To every man that is among you, 12 and 3, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Amen. To realize throughout my life, God's in control of everything. Not just a head knowledge, but down in my heart. And to the young people here today, you don't have to wait until 65 to be able to recognize it. Start building today in your life. In the small things that come to you, start putting those in God's category. Even though I have the ability to do it, and maybe it's your ability that will do it, admit to God, just like you do with the food, that, Lord, I recognize you're a provider of this. And at the time that I don't have the ability to take care of it, you still will take care of it for me. I am so thankful for that. King David, when he was anointed king, he didn't get the chair for quite a while. He was still chased by King Saul. And you know what? There were times where he said, I'm only one breath away from death. It's just so close that it could be gone. You know what? Each of us need to realize that same thing. We hear about our life being a vapor. It's here for just a little bit of time, and it vanisheth away. And we like to think about that as way off on the other end of the old age category. None of us. Just like David said, my life is just one breath away. Death is one breath away for me. It changes how I look at my own confidence of what I will be able to take care of. Recognizing that God is the one that does it. The successful farmer, when it says his fields brought in plentifully, sound like retirement time to me. And he has a decision of what am I going to do with it. And he says, I know what I'm going to do. You know, in all this point up to now, he hasn't done anything wrong. But he said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tear down my barns. I'm going to build greater. And I don't know that that in itself was wrong. I need to protect it until I get something done with it. But where he messed up is when he said to his soul, soul, take your ease. You've got things set up for many years. And I want to tell you, that's the danger for America today, is to be able to set things in place to where I feel like I have it taken care of now. Right. Things will go well for me. And I've told this before, but I work in an office building there in Oklahoma City. And on the 18th floor of one of the buildings, they have Merrill Lynch. That's where you put your stock when you're building it up for retirement. And you monitor about every little once in a while. Here comes an assessment of what its value is now. Back a few years ago, the economy started crashing. And you know, they say to the young person, don't worry about that. You leave it in long enough and it'll turn around and come back again. But to the ones that hurts is the person that is living on that money month after month now. They're old enough that they don't have a job, but they're living off that money. Well, this person came in, had retirement through Merrill Lynch, and he talked to one of my employees as he went up. He knew him, saw him there in the lobby as he was going up, and he said, my statement is saying things are crashing for me. He said, I'm going up to find out where does it really stand. And by that time, it had already fallen. Everyone's had fallen so much that there was a lot of fear. Well, he went there. He went home. Just a couple days later, it was in the news that he committed suicide. You know, here is, we think, well, it really doesn't matter one way or another. But it does matter where I start putting my confidence. It's okay to be reminded of the ant that says, go do your working. But for me, always, not just in my head, but in my heart, to realize, Lord, this is yours. You can take it today. And I know at the end of it, Job somehow knew at the end of it. He didn't see what the last chapter in Job would be. He didn't say that everything would come, see that everything would come back to him. Instead, he had a confidence in God. When he said the Lord gave and the Lord took it away, it wasn't the Lord that took it away. He knew it's the Chaldeans took this, the Sabaeans took this. But what gave him the ability to do what he did was it all went back to God. And I'm seeing this as I approach these older years. The ones that we used to say, those are going to be the golden years when everything will go well. And we find the health goes. Troubles start coming into life. But you know what? That don't have to bring despair. Because just like with Job, he recognized. He didn't put his confidence in that to start with. As the Lord increased it and the Lord took it away, he knew the Lord would take care of him after that. And that's what I want to be able to have for myself. There was a group in Revelations, a church, the Laodiceans, where they had an assessment of how they were. We're rich, we're increased with goods, and we have need of nothing. And I'm not so sure that they were just looking at spiritual things. There are some people that see financial to be assessed that I must be doing very well spiritually. But God was able to look at that and said, there is a difference between these. Spiritually, you're bankrupt. And I would like in these years to be able to see it just like God sees it. That as I'm moving, as I'm preparing for this time, there's a place for me to prepare. And there's a place for me to recognize that God will take care of me. A couple of verses I was thinking of was a promise to us, Psalms 121 and 1. Because we're going to have to make a decision of where I'm going to put my confidences. You remember the verse that talks about some trust in horses, some in chariots. Well, that sounded like a long time ago. We can put modern things in those places of this is what I trust in. But this verse in Psalms 121 and 1 says, he's made a decision. I'm going to lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. To be able to have that confidence that no matter which way things go in our life, folks, we don't have to wait to old age. We don't know the future of America 1 year from today. But you know what we can do? We can take these verses and say, Lord, what I want to do is you have blessed us in the past. Should that material blessings change, your promises will never change. You will take care of us, and I am so thankful for that. Another one in Psalms 112 and 7. Because there are what we would call evil tidings, trouble, things that I didn't want to come to me. This verse says, 112 and 7 of Psalms, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Now, if he would have said his heart is fixed, his bank account showed him that everything is well. Well, should that change, then where your heart is changes. But this one, his heart is fixed, he's trusting in the Lord. There's another verse that tells us, Paul said, I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Does that mean that I never want to make a change? Whatsoever state I am, my roof is leaking today, but I'm going to be content about it. I'm just not going to worry about it. No, there are things that we can go out and do to make changes in that. But those things that I cannot change, that they don't destroy. And you know what? There are things going to come into our lives that we cannot change. Yes. And what old age brings is one of those. But to be able to, I've learned in whatsoever state I am, to be content because God will be right there with me. There is a song. I'd like for us to sing it in closing. It's number 142 in the Blue Book. This song says, And it doesn't say he might do it, he should do it, he could do it. This song, the title of it is, God Will Take Care of You. No matter what happens, I'd like for us to sing that song together. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through days of toil, when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When danger's fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one, upon his breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. A promise by Almighty God. He'll never leave us nor forsake us, so that we can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. You know, there will be things come in our life that we say, I would rather that not have happened. And God is able to take us through that time too. I remember a sister down in Louisiana. Her husband had died years before, but she was able to take care of herself, love living out in the country. But the time came that she was going to be moved to the nursing home. That can be a time that destroys some people, because they can be put in there and have bitterness the rest of their life. And I remember when she went in, she probably had to do what everyone has had to do. She cast her burdens on the Lord, because she would have loved for it to have been different. But I went to visit her after that, for several years after that, while she was in the nursing home, and she had made a decision. She would not let that destroy her. So she took it that while I'm here, I'm going to do what I can do to be a help to someone else. And I would go down there to Louisiana and stop by to see her. And they said, well, she's not in her room. She's down the hall visiting somebody else. Folks, we're going to have things come in our life that is not the thing that we want to do. We can either let it destroy us or we can rise up on top of it, knowing that God will take care of us. I desire your prayers.